Hey, it's me, Chrissy Clark. I'm thinking about fennel sausage and cabbage. I'm not actually hungry, but sausage and cabbage are kind of helping me make sense of what's going on right now. You know, with the virus and with this economic disaster we're living in. Here's the story I'm thinking of. Back in the 17th century, in Florence, some people were so poor, you would see kids gnawing on cabbage roots in the street. But then came the bubonic plague. People got forced into quarantine, like really forced, like bars on the doors of their houses. And city officials figured, if we're going to lock people in, we're going to have to feed them. And what the people in quarantine got was fresh sausage with fennel and pepper. And
they delivered bread and cheese, rice, wine, and firewood.
And it turns out those people may have survived the plague better than the people in places where they didn't get food. But giving food to the people was controversial. There was this fear that if what you give them is too good, they'll lose the will to work. And that strikes me as kind of familiar.
We cannot pay people more to not work than to work. This is basic common sense.
But under this bill, you get $23.15 an hour based on a 40-hour work week not to work.
Just like in 17th century Florence, some people are going to come out of this crisis okay, and some people are not. And there are reasons for that, built into our economy and into our policies.
If I had to put myself in danger just to get food on the table, then that's what's going to have to happen.
So you don't get sick days, right?
No, we don't get no sick days.
We taking a big risk, and they will say, yes, we have to keep working because we have to provide food for the United States.
This idea that a pandemic is a social equalizer is absolutely wrong.
This season on The Uncertain Hour, we're bringing you a pop-up series on wealth, poverty, and the coronavirus. We're going to talk about how this happened, not how we got the virus, but how we got some of the inequalities that the virus is throwing into the spotlight, and where we got the systems meant to help people in moments like this.
We can never insure 100% of the population against 100% of the hazards and vicissitudes of life, but we have tried to frame a law which will give some measure of protection.
In the National Recovery Act, they wanted to have white wages and black wages.
Like really written out that way.
Written out that way because that's how they operated in the South.
We're calling our series A History of Now because we're going to go back in history to understand things like why unemployment insurance works the way it does, where the holes in the safety net come from, how essential workers have the most unessential protections. The new season of The Uncertain Hour, A History of Now, drops Wednesday, May 13th. I hope you'll listen.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.